My name is Hannah Levine.
My name is Robert Ednick.
Today is November 25th, 2017. We are in Grandpa's dining room in Long Beach, New York.
Lido Beach, New York.
So, tell me about your parents.
My parents are no longer with us. Mom lived until she was 96 years old, and Pa lived until he was 93. Both of them were born in this country. Pa was born in Brooklyn. Nana was born in Brooklyn as well, although all her sisters were born in Egypt.
That's cool. So, can you tell me what your childhood was like?
My childhood was wonderful. I grew up in an area of Brooklyn called Sheepshead Bay. We lived in an apartment in Brooklyn where I lived my entire young life. When my father came back from the Army, World War II, he took an apartment with three bedrooms in Brooklyn, and I spent my whole life growing up there. It was terrific, terrific.
What did you like to do when you were younger? What were some of your hobbies?
I really didn't have any hobbies. I liked going to school, and I liked sports. I played baseball, played basketball, I played football, and I did my schoolwork.
So, how did you get into sports?
Well, I always liked sports, and whatever the season was, I used to go outside with my father. When it was baseball season, we'd have a catch with a baseball and gloves. When it was football season, we'd catch with a football. Basketball, I got into because when I was about third grade, the elementary school I went to was so crowded that we had split sessions. So all my friends went in the morning, I went in the afternoon, so there was no one around. So one day, my father bought me a basketball, and he said, "Look, I'll allow you to cross the big street as long as you cross at the corners, and you take the basketball and you go to the schoolyard. As soon as someone hears the ball bouncing, someone will wind up coming and want to play. And if no one comes, basketball is something you could do by yourself. So it'll fill up the mornings until it's time for you to go to school." I didn't have to be at school till about 12 or 12:30. So that's how I got into basketball.
So would you say basketball is your favorite sport?
I liked all sports the most. I liked all sports about the same, but as I got older, I liked basketball the most, and I spent the most time playing basketball.
How come you liked basketball so much?
I liked that it was exciting. It was fast. It was. You could play it indoors. You could play it outdoors. We played all year around, and I found out that I was very good at it. I was very good at all the sports. I was a very good baseball player. I was a wonderful quarterback, but basketball, I just liked the most, no special reason.
What are some funny childhood stories?
Funny childhood stories. I gotta think about that one. Could we come back to that question in a little while?
Sure. How did you meet Granny?
How did I meet Granny? Well, when I went to college, I was really into basketball by then. I went to college on a basketball scholarship. My room, board, tuition, everything was paid for because I was on a full basketball scholarship. About my senior year, the New York City Board of Education asked me if I would do some work for them while I was still in school. And what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to take myself and a bunch of ball players around to some of the toughest schools in New York City, in Brooklyn, the Bronx, and just try to get the kids excited about going to school. So the university gave me a van, And I took 5 or 6 guys, and we went to different schools, and we talked to the kids about how important it was to be in school, how important it was to do the work. I took guys who were 6'8", 6'9", so that the kids couldn't believe that. I took guys who spoke Spanish, so if we were in a school that was had a big Hispanic population, they could speak to them in their language. And then I had a friend who was trying to get a job in a specific school. And he said, could I do him a favor and bring my group to his school? Because if he could bring us to the school, the principal, he was pretty sure would offer him a job. So we went to the school. I did my regular show. And then my friend invited us to go to a classroom because he had a teacher there who he was very friendly with, and he wanted me to meet her. So I went to the classroom with him, and I met the his friend, the teacher, and there was another teacher in the room. The other teacher in the room offered us milk and cookies, and then she went back to teaching. And I said, wow, this is a really nice young woman. So before I left, she was busy, I was busy, but I had seen her and I thought it might be nice to become friends. So I asked him to get me her phone number, and I called her up a couple of days later and I asked her out. She turned me down the first time, but I asked her the second time. She went out with me, and a year later we were married.
That's crazy. So do you remember some funny childhood stories?
No, come back to that.
Okay. Can you tell me how you found out you were going to be a father?
How did I find out? One day, Granny didn't feel so good. Mom didn't feel so good. And we went to the doctor, and he examined her. And he said, Fran, you're pregnant. And he said, you guys are going to be parents. And that was that.
That's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, well... And 9 months later, we had your mother.
What was mom like when she was growing up?
Oh, your mom was wonderful. Your mom was wonderful. She was lively. She was smart. She was active. She ran around. She was good at sports, too. But back then, there weren't very many opportunities for girls to play sports. And if they were good, they would have, the only place for them to play, if you were good, was on a boys' team. And she wasn't so thrilled, nor were we so thrilled with the idea of her playing on a boys' team. So she really never developed the sports career or the skills that she might have in today's world, where there's girls' teams for everything.
Is there any funny stories you would like to tell about mom?
Funny stories about mom? No. I'm not so good with funny stories right now. You should have prepared me.
Do you have a favorite memory of her?
Of who?
Of mom.
Of your mother?
Yes.
No favorite stories. She was just a terrific kid. She grew up to be a terrific, terrific daughter, and she's a terrific mother.
What are some important life lessons you would like to share?
Life lessons. One thing is that it's important to work hard. I've worked very hard, and in the early years of our marriage, when mom and I were married, first married, we struggled. I didn't have a job, mom was working. Then mom got pregnant and I was able to find a job. And then by accident, I ran into some guys who told me about working at a camp. And mom and I had so little money that we couldn't fix the car, but I found out if you worked at a camp, they let you drive a bus. So I went and I interviewed for that job, and they said I could drive the bus. And all summer long, I was able to use the bus to go back and forth to work. And we were able to leave the one car home so that Mom wasn't stuck in the house, because we had bought a house way out in Suffolk County in the boondocks. And with a little baby at home and no car, she would have been in tough shape. Little did I know that when I took that job at the camp, and that year I took care of, that summer, the only job they had left was taking care of three-year-olds. So I was a counselor for three-year-olds, but most importantly, I was able to drive a bus to go back and forth to work. And little did I know that that first job at a camp where I'd never been before, I never knew anything about, led to a career that has now spanned close to 40 years. And from taking care of three-year-olds and driving a bus, it wasn't that many more years later that I became a partner in that camp. And within the next few years, myself and a wonderful partner I have, who's no longer with me, passed away, we bought six camps. And from that first job that came about because I needed a bus to get back and forth to work, it became my career, and I'm still doing that today, and it became a very successful career.
So how did you get to Coleman?
I got to Coleman after about 20 some odd years of owning and operating five or six camps, I got tired. I got tired of all the 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And I called a meeting of all of my partners actually. And I told them that at about age 42, 43, actually a little older actually, I decided I'm finished. I don't want to be an owner anymore. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to watch the kids go to college. I wanted to watch them grow up into their lives. And I basically had each of them buy my interest in the camps. And I left. Shortly after, the folks at the camp that I now work, Coleman, they called me up. I had known them. I had done some work for them. And they called me up and asked me if I'd be interested in working at their camp. I thought about it for a while. And then I said, look, I always enjoy the summers. I always enjoy working at camp. I'm not going to be an owner. I'll be a worker. And that sounded fine to me. And I took a job there. And I've been there 20 plus years now.
What are some important family traditions, and how are they started?
Family traditions. I've got to think now. We have Halloween traditions. We have Hanukkah traditions. We have just close family ties with everything. Mother's Day and Father's Day. We celebrate those holidays together. And all of those traditions were started by Fran, by Granny. She made every holiday special. She decorated the house. She saved all the kids' things that they made for the holidays and put them out every holiday. She made things. She bought things. She did things. Thanksgiving was the biggest holiday of all. We started off having, 10 or 12 people, and it grew to 30 and 40 people. And that was her favorite holiday. That was her favorite holiday, and we do it every year.
What's your favorite family tradition?
My favorite family tradition is seeing everybody all the time. The fact that you and your family and your uncle and his family live nearby. And the best tradition I have is seeing them all the time, seeing them grow up and seeing the kids, seeing everybody.
What do you see as our family legacy?
Our family legacy is that we've always been close. We always looked out for each other. We were always there for each other. And when people think of our family, they think it is wonderful, warm family that cares and loves and does everything for each other and makes sure that every family member feels good, feels important. And that's the most important thing I can think of. And my legacy is I've been a good husband, a good father. I was a very good son. And my children and their children are going to carry on that tradition.
I know I've already asked you this a bunch of times, but do you have any funny stories?
Funny stories? I got a lot of funny stories. I just can't think of them. I'm drawing a blank. I could tell you funny stories about your uncle when he went to the Statue of Liberty and a bird crapped on his head. I could tell you about your uncle when your Aunt Susan took him to a store and no matter what she wanted to get him, he only wanted a certain pair of pants, and he went crazy. And he was so crazy in the store, Aunt Susan was so embarrassed, she was telling people, he's not my son, he's just staying with me for the day. And other funny stories, you know, if I had thought about it some more, I'd have a lot more stories. Right now, that's all that came to mind.
Do you have, what's like your most important, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, it's easy. I'd like to be remembered as a terrific son, a wonderful husband, a terrific grandfather. That's it.
And thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice that you would like to share with them?
No.
Nothing?
No. They, you know, there's things you could say, but I have no great wisdom. If they know me, they'd learn from me. I have many young people who work for me at the camp, and I share wisdom with them all the time. But the best thing I could do is be around them and let them experience working with me, being around me, seeing how I handle things. But to make a statement of wisdom to pass along, I don't know, you could read that in any book.
Well, thank you for being interviewed. I learned a lot.
This is a wonderful experience. And one of the nice things about this is that there is an interview that your mother did with my father many years ago. And I've saved that, and I'm going to give that to you at the end of this interview to read. And you can return it to me, because I always read, every once in a while I read it. And it's pretty nice that two generations had the same assignment. And once upon a time, it was my father, and now it's me. And maybe you'll keep a copy around for the rest of your life, like I have. All right, so thanks for this opportunity. It's been a pleasure. And if I think of any funny stories, I'll send you a letter.
Thank you.